Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Miss Elizabeth and Miss Marilyn. And we are here today for the last show of May. And in case you haven't heard, I'm getting on an airplane in 8 days and running away for the entire month of June. And Miss Marilyn is staying behind and stretching her wings and flying solo. So we've got a lot of excitement in the air today. I could barely stay in my own chair. I've been strapping myself in because our topic today is about spiritual pilgrimages and having a call and going on a journey, which, oh, how appropriate. So the timing on that was just perfect. How are you, Marilyn, today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Just a little jittery, right? Because I'm thinking about June and how I'm not going to have you, you know, I'm not going to be Zooming with you and I'm not going to be able to see somebody else while I'm talking. And it's going to be like, oh, my Lord. But then I'm going like this. It's going to be all right because we're both going on such a sacred journey.
Yes, you know, I think you should call it jittery, jubilant June. Yeah, that'll be your top, your theme for the month of June.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty interesting. And I'm just going to, like I said to you, I'm going to put topics out, but I'm also going to just allow, you know, source to come through and then just flow with that. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm going to do it because other
well,
than
that's how we planning, roll, right? I mean, that's how we roll. I had to do a lot of planning to make my trip happen. And I'm so grateful I did it all before Mercury went into retrograde. And I've been planning this for a while. And I got to tell you, because I'm just going to take over for a minute, because there have been so many amazing synchronicities with spirit. So I work with a bunch of spirit artists. And for those of you out there that don't know what spirit artists is, it's mediumship combined with creativity and artwork. And sometimes it's portraits, sometimes it's imagery. And I had four, which happens to be my number of my ancestors, four different ancestors come into four different mediums. And I just know that they are so excited. And then I had to go to the pharmacy and I had to buy a few things, you know, and she rang me up and my total was 4404. I mean, just so many things like that have been happening. You know, I found my mother's ring that I've been looking for, like for 3 years behind, you know, in the simplest of place right in front of me, but I didn't. So I know that I am being supported and I am so excited. I am just beyond my ancestors come from England, at least on my mother's side. And I know there's a lot of controversy about, like, not everybody could have come over on the Mayflower, but we can literally trace my mother's side to the Mayflower. And that is the land of which they left, at least some of them, to come to America for a better life. And they built quite a life for themselves, especially in the early years. And so I am just beside myself that I'm getting on a plane to England on June 2nd. And it's just here.
There you go.
It's here.
Go. And you've been doing a lot of work to get to this place.
Yes, I have.
Which is important, right? Because you're really ready to start, how I'm going to phrase it is offloading, right? just allowing yourself to surrender and to release and to be present in the energy of where you find yourself in this next journey, right?
Yep.
Usually before I do anything, I always ask myself whether what I am about to do will help me in any way to fulfill my deeper purpose. And in that answer, right, then I move forward with it. And I know that that has been a process for you as well, right? Moving into the energy of the next stepping stone, the next place where you're going to be moving forward, right? So, and during, you know, sacred trips that I have found myself, you know, feeling triggered sometimes by events, and let to go deeper, right, into my belief systems for a better perspective. So it's also important to recognize that there are going to be things that are going to challenge you a little bit. And also recognizing that it's challenging you because it's something that needs to surface. And then you can just give it the wings so that it can continue to flow. Understanding what the energy came up about so that you can receive the medicine. Because I always tell people, don't just let it go.
Receive the medicine,
right? See what it came to teach you and then release it, right? Then allow it to flow in its own energy and in its own current. Because in our travels, right, we're learning. Right. And this is, you know, and we're learning to be focused and to be present where we are.
Sorry, I stole it right out.
No, that's okay. But because we're in sync, right?
I know. And the thing is, you know, I was joking when I was said, you guys can eat my spiritual dust in my jet stream because between you and me, because I have let so much stuff go and I feel like it's the residual bits, you know, that are just kind of flowing behind me now. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to just get my feet on the land. Just to like touch the land that I've never touched. Okay?
Oh my goodness. And be so present in that moment when you actually, when your feet actually touch the ground, because I can tell you that many of my spiritual trips that I have taken, oh my God, it's almost like there's some part of me that is so connected to the land that I can hear the land speak. I can feel it. I can, it's almost like I'm embodying it and it feels so amazing.
Yes.
You know, and then it'll take you places where I got to say, you might have certain plans and you may have a few plans where spirit may take you to a different place where you're
a little windy road you didn't expect.
Exactly, because I've been I have done that. We ended up on top of a mountain on a winding road, but there was a purpose, right? The purpose was the prayer and, you know, to get the energy in that space, in that love energy again, and in that rebalancing.
I mean, I've been really lucky and blessed in my life that I've been able to travel more so in my younger years than now as much. But, I was conceived in Egypt and then my mother sent me and my stepdad sent me to Egypt when I was 21 years old for my birthday. You know, some people get a car, some people, I don't know, bless my parents. They were so generous and they just knew she's got to go to Egypt. Mm-hmm. And I went to Egypt. And I fell in love with an Egyptian, and I didn't see that one coming. And then I ended up going back to Egypt, and I ended up living there for nearly a year. And so that I had no idea at that time, of course, this was going to be a pilgrimage for me in a different way. And so many things opened up. And when I got off the plane in Egypt, 21, young, thin, tan, big blue eyes, you know, and everybody was a male Muslim looking at me through like chicken wire gates as I was going to customs. And I felt so safe and I felt so like I belonged. And that is, I mean, I grew up in New York. I do not feel that way. I know when people are around me and you have to be guarded. And it was just such a different feeling that I knew that there was something there, right? And so that's what you're making me think of, because I really literally went on a pilgrimage. It wasn't planned, and I didn't know that. This one is quite intentional and quite different. And of course, I am much more of an evolved human being with all the experiences I've had. But there's something about knowing that your soul has been to that place, whether it was a past life and your ancestries. I think you can just feel it, right? You can feel it. And what I love so much right now is that they're all talking to me in different signs because they know I'm going.
Yes.
That's what I love. Right now, that's like...
Of your visit.
You broke up a little bit, darling. Repeat that.
Oh, it's the excitement. Mm-hmm. That is all around you for that visit, right? Mm-hmm. It's a celebration of
But they're re-entry. Walking with me. I'm walking with them. That's what I know in my soul. That's so exciting. So I feel like we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. So I just kind of wanted to say, like, what is a pilgrimage? What is that? And, you know, back in the day, we were talking about this a little pre-show too. Back in the day, a pilgrimage was considered a religious pilgrimage. And, you know, at least in general society, in air quotes, they're all different kind of pilgrimages. And, you know, like if you're a Muslim, male or female, you're supposed to take one pilgrimage and one visit to Mecca in Saudi Arabia once in your lifetime. And some people will do that every year. They'll go to Mecca. That can be considered a religious pilgrimage to Mecca, right? But there's lots of ways that you can go on a pilgrimage and a sacred journey. And that's literally what we're talking about. We're not talking so much about religion.
It's a sacred journey, spiritual journey that you feel a calling.
Yes.
You were called to visit, to go there. Most of the trips that I have taken where I know that they have been life changers for me were those types of trips where I felt this calling of you have to go. And I didn't know why. And I didn't have to know why. I just understood that I just needed to get on the plane and go. And just be there. And then it all unfolded, right? And then when coming back on the return, then the return is
You're
another.
You're forever changed. You're forever changed.
You don't come back the same. I mean, I went on a trip where when I came back, I have been living here all my life. And my husband picked me up at the airport. And I have to tell you, I didn't recognize the roads that I was on. I just did not. I would say, oh my goodness, what is that over there? I never noticed this. So I never noticed that. I never noticed this. I never noticed that. Look at the colors over here. Look at the colors over there. It was like so. And my
You're
husband
talking
was saying,
when you came back.
Yes, when I came back, it was like everything was, it looked different to me.
You had new eyes.
Yeah, I was seeing from a different lens, right? The lenses had shifted somehow. And I then also, when I got back, I also had to do a lot of processing, a lot of working on the, you know, the journey that I had had, you know, and all the, because I did a lot of introspecting, right? And a lot of processing and things triggering and then how to process that. And it was really, but it was a life-changing events. They were all life-changing events. And I'm thankful and grateful for each one of my journeys.
Oh,
you know, some more
Absolutely.
Difficult than others. Yeah. Some were more difficult than others. But I also know that they were necessary.
It's interesting, you know, and I do want to say, you know, bless my mother so much. I mean, I was so blessed to have such an amazing woman as my mom, but you know, she's when I was a little kid, everyone was drawing houses and cats and trees, and I was drawing palm trees, camels, and pyramids. So she had the wherewithal to know, even though I didn't know, you know. And that opened up so much for me when I came back. And then I was called to go back again. And I also know, you know, I was really blessed to go at 16 to Italy and Greece. And I've still been trying to get back to Venice for how many years? I can't even tell you. Decades, right? Because of the beauty and the richness. And I feel called there. My artist soul feels called there. I don't know whether I'll make it back there again or not, but whenever I see anything of Venice, and it's not about the water canals, it's about the architecture and the people. And, you know, it's just funny because I know we're going to have to go to a break for a minute, so I don't want to go into this whole long thing, but I've been very called to go to one particular place in England where it's the time of Henry VIII. And it's not because of Henry VIII, but I know I have an affinity with the Virgin Queen Elizabeth I. Look, I'm not saying I was Queen Elizabeth. I know I was. And I don't have dreams of grandeur. I probably was her chambermaid for all I know, you know, or the poor slop stirring the stew, right? Sweating in the whatever. But I know I had at least two lives there. And it's only because of the calling and the knowing and the curiosity of wanting to go back. So to me, this is like a bucket list where I'm going back to a particular place where I know these people actually walk the halls, whether I was related to them or not. There's a time that I've always been drawn to. And that's why I call it a bucket list, because I've always wanted to go there, right? For as long as I can remember. So there's just so much about my trip that's magical. And I just can't even believe it's like finally.
Well, there's a lot of excitement. And I know when you come back, there's going to be so much more to talk about, right? About your adventures, right? And your expansion.
Yes. And I do want to talk a little bit about that when we come back from our first break. So I'm just going to kind of like say there's certain things I want to share that I think people will enjoy hearing about.
Okay, great.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Welcome back to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth.
Mute.
And I am saying what I want to say, what I wanted to share. I got totally distracted because right in front of me, I sit in a window and I have a little male chickadee and I have two little bird houses and they've moved in and there's someone, you know, incubating eggs in the little house. And this little chickadee is so excited and so protective. And he bounces back and forth, protecting his mama bird and his babies that are coming. And, you know, I just see him flying around with all his excitement. And I'm like, I know just how you feel, you know. And so I'm excited for him. So I see that going on. And I have done everything I can to ground myself, contain my energy, shed what needs to go. But really, truly, I'm as excited as that chickadee and not very grounded. I will admit it. So the one thing I did want to share is the journey of how things kind of came together, because I had been planning on going to the Arthur Finley College, which is a spiritualist college in Stansted in England. And it's very established, and it's the beginning of spiritualism there. And it's very regimented and has its own program and its own guidelines. And some of that's new to me. I have no idea what that'll be like. But I lovingly and jokingly say it's kind of like the real Harry Potter school for mediums. And I know lots of people I've been working with that have been several times. And so I planned this trip 3 years ago. And I was going, and I was going to Scotland. And I was going with some different people that I don't even know now. And of course, COVID happened. And I've been studying with Tony Stockwell. He's been my mentor for quite a while. He's an international medium. And my trip fell through, and I was okay, just like everybody else with COVID. We dealt with it, and we did what we had to do. And then I got to meet these amazing people that I got to work with that had not even been in my life at that time through these past 2 years. And everything kind of opened up and evolved in a very, very different way. And my trip was literally going to Scotland with one person and then just doing Arthur Finley. And now my trip has become five different locations that I've been very strongly called to. And there's no way I could have seen that for myself. Spirit planned that for me. And spirit guided me, and my ancestors guided me. And a lot of this is, you know, kind of the great unknown, because I have an idea what it'll be like. I have an idea how I will feel. But of course, none of us really know until we're in it and our feet are on that soil how we're going to feel. And like you said, the couple of little windy paths that show up. Mm-hmm. The one thing I am the most excited about is I am going to go to Stonehenge. And, you know, Stonehenge, it like just like you can't climb the Great Pyramid anymore. Stonehenge has, you know, big chicken wire fence all the way around it. And you can like peep through the holes and see, you know, but you can't. So I'm lucky enough that I get to go in and touch the stones because I'm so tactile. And so that is one.
So they're going to let you touch the stones?
Yes. It's like it's called the Inner Circle. It's not inexpensive, I will tell you that. But
right.
They closed down Stonehenge in June because of the music festival and solstice. So I got my friend Sheila and I, we got like the last tickets that you can go in and be with the stones at sunset and wander around and be without a bazillion people. So that all came together quite miraculously because, of course, it was spirit guided, right? If I wasn't meant to be there, I wouldn't. And I just love how this trip, I had such an idea in my head of how it had to be and what it had to be. And most of it is nothing like I had ever thought it would be 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, and it'll keep changing and evolving, right? Because spirit will guide you through what is. And the other thing is sometimes we have certain expectations and we set ourselves on, you know, certain outcomes. And it's also understanding that spirit is guiding this trip, and the That's necessary right. steps are going to
present
to happen,
themselves,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. And then being in the energy of the understanding of that, so that there isn't a resistance, because you know how it is. You know, you could be planning something, and then, well, you know, there's something here that just kind of like now it's moving in this direction and the other direction where I didn't plan. And then some people have high resistance over that, and then they get caught in that, and then they can't move past. And it's important to take a deep breath and say, yes. Yeah. And it's important to be able to say, wow, what opportunity is this that is calling me into this new space? That's if we can stay in that consciousness of understanding things that way on our journey, oh my God, the opening and the connection that you will have will be like a thousand folds, because you're open and receptive to and where aware, you are being guided. Yeah, to where you are being guided. And that's also important, you know, on these, you know, on this journey.
Oh, that's been my biggest, I think one of my biggest lessons. And ever since, you know, I kind of woke up, I'm not saying woke, I know that's like a trigger word for people. But ever since I kind of woke up into my own real soul self versus all the other baggage. And the truth of the matter is, you know, when you just start going, okay, there's a problem here and this isn't easy, I'm just going to, you know, let it lay. You know, I don't care. I something here is not for me. So I will, you know, chillax. It wasn't easy to learn, but once I did, and I still do it, I still get in a trap sometimes, but I get out of it so much quicker. And I once you do that, you're so much more free. Because you're not holding on to your idea of how it had to be, right?
Yes.
With everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
Because we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can do that. As humans, you know, we can do that easily.
I know
better.
We have what it is.
Or we have set expectations. And when they don't turn out the way we want them to, it's almost like, you know, this temper tantrum moment, you know? And so it's important that we're able to say, hold on, hold on. There's another door that's opening. Someone's knocking on this door and it's for me. And so I'm being called to walk through it. And so I shall. Because maybe... who knows? I mean, I know that in my journey it was like that. I mean, I've gone through quite a bit of what? We're not doing that. Oh, we're doing something else. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're getting shifted. Well, we're going on these, you know, on these journeys that were being taken by Google. My phone never works, I have to tell you. Whenever on a spiritual trip, my phone, and I'm telling you that I go like this, maybe it's because of the carrier that I have. Uh-huh. But the people that are traveling with me have the same carrier. And it's not like I have an old phone that can't work. Uh-huh. And it's just that I think that spirit shuts that down for me so that I can be more present and available to spirit to make that connection. And I have found to be very, very connected when I'm not distracted, right, by other things. Right. Mm-hmm. And we all can say that, right? When we are not distracted, then we can be more present and more conscious and aware of actually everything that's going on around us, especially what's going on through us. Because because inside of us, you know, I mean, I remember when I had gone to Puerto Rico, when I stepped on the land, and I have been there so many times, and I stepped on the land, and I have to tell you, I'm getting chills as I'm speaking to you. So I stepped on the land, and it was as if I had made such a connection. I anchored into the earth, and even our travel to this mountain resort that we were staying at there was like going through a vortex, a portal. It was amazing. You know, Ecuador was another one that was like life-changing too. I mean, there's so many, Mount Shasta. I mean, there's so many. And you think about it in the sense of it's a new experience for our expansion. And to be able to be open and connected with the earth. So if we can ground in
And just feel the earth, right, coming through us. Gosh, the guiding that you will have on that journey is going to be so huge and amazing because you are fully connected with the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the land. I mean, I've had so many people say to me, I hope you're going to be posting. I hope you're going to share your adventure. I hope you're going to, and you know, I haven't said anything to anybody. I just heart them, you know. I may post a couple of things just because I can, but, you know, I am not, you know, living with my phone. And in fact, Arthur Finley, we get up at 8 a.m. It's like, I don't know if you ever read Madeline, you know, with the two girls in the row. And we're in dormitories and we get up at 8 and we don't finish till 9 at night. And it is intense, full on working with all these other mediums, you know. And I, you know, it's intense. I've been told that.
Yeah.
And I've seen a video where there's just like, you know, this little trail of sheep, you know, going by, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I could go hang out with the sheep, you know, and put my feet on the earth. And, you know, that's where I'm going to be, right? Smelling the smells, feeling the dirt, you know, hugging a tree, you know, in the moment. I'm not going to be documenting it, except maybe for myself, right? With my journal. Yes, being present is just so incredibly important with that. And
even after that workshop, right, that you have, it's connecting to the land, because when you connect to the land and the land connects with you, and I have to say this, everywhere that I have gone, that I have done this sacred spiritual trip, when I mention the land, I can feel it. It flows through me. There's this connection that I cannot even explain, but I can feel the land. And I'm not even there. But there's that energy of the land, almost like saying, welcome back.
Right? And that, you know, that's exactly how I feel about Egypt. That's exactly how I feel. And I do want to say something, because I said it in very fleeting, you know, that I fell in love the first time I went there. I did fall in love with somebody. And that person is still in my life to this very day. He's happily married and he has children. And he's like part of my family. And he loved my mother and my father. And, you know, I love his family. It's like we are still in each other's lives all these years later. That is a soul connection. So it wasn't just like I went and fell in love at 21 and never, you know, that was it. There was a family there. I consider this man family to me. And you know,
well, it was connection that you needed to make.
It was a connection.
Yes, that was truly important.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the beautiful part of this is that this is the beauty of you even showing us about a season, a reason, right? And forever.
A lifetime.
Right? So thinking about that, wow, look
you
at how that shifted.
The S and parentheses now.
Yes, right. Lifetimes.
That's what's missing.
And think about that. Yeah. Like, think about that process, right? This person was in your life in a way, and then it shifted.
Yes.
And it took a different
something
form.
Much richer and different than I could ever imagine throughout my lifetime, you know?
And it was never forced to be something that it wasn't. It just became, it evolved. It evolved as you two evolved, and it became something so powerfully and power-filled and beautiful. That is still lives today.
Precious to me, yes. One of the most precious things in my life, that connection.
Wow.
Because they're so rare, you know, I think in this lifetime, we have these core people, and that's what makes them so precious, right? And so it was like he could have been from Kathmandu and I could have been from, you know, Germany. It didn't matter. It's not about the geography. It's about we're going to come together somehow in this world.
Exactly.
Right? Right. Yeah. And so I like, I kind of go like, who am I going to meet? And, you know, what is this going to lead to? Because like you said, that windy road, and you come back and you open up all different, there's all different things opened up inside of you to kind of unravel. And that's,
and trusting your process.
Yeah.
Trusting yourself in your process.
I did want to recommend, you know, I just didn't want to ramble on, you know, trust me, there's so much I'm not telling people, but I did want to recommend this book because I love this book. It's called Walking Home, A Pilgrimage from Humbled to Healed by Sonia Choquette. And I just really loved that book. She went on her own pilgrimage where she walked for 40 days and, you know, I'm not going to go into her book, but if you want, if you're more curious about what a sacred pilgrimage is like and want to get some ideas about that and you've never really done it, that's one book that I would highly recommend. You could probably get it for a couple bucks on your phone and not even buy the book. I'm a book girl. I like paper. I don't know about you, Marilyn, but...
I do it both ways. I mean, I just have so many books that I that I just don't even have enough room for them.
I know.
And so and I love my books because I do love them. Mm-hmm. Once I read them, you know, it's like, no, I can't get rid of that. That was so powerful.
I know. Oh my gosh. I know. I mean, I'm
learning to share. So I'm learning to share them.
But you got to write in your book, like, please return to, you know, knowing they may
return. They don't come back.
I know that. But there's a few that I'll write, you know, in there just thinking if they need to come back, they will. Because I've tried to get rid of some and I just can't part with them.
I'll put return to sender in case the person even gets rid of the book and then they send it to you. Somebody sends it back to you. But it's like, I think that, you know, we get a lot out of books, right? We get a lot out of reading and we get a lot out of, you know, walking in our own truth and experiences. So, you know, part of that is the reconnecting of the self. You know, part of that is the reconnecting of the self. And I know we got to go to a break.
We got to go to our final break for the show. And we'll be back and we're going to talk about what's coming up with Miss Marilyn in June. And who knows? Neither one of us really know what's happening.
We have
just
no idea.
Show up.
Yes.
Come back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Shooting the Shift. And today we're talking about spiritual pilgrimages and journeys. And Marilyn and I both are going on some new uncharted territory. Yes, so, Miss Marilyn, you're going to be doing the show without me, but don't panic, everybody out there in Radio Land. I will be back.
Yes.
I kid. Yes. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. But I really...
No one will ever forget you. Yes.
No, I even wrote in my post on social media, like, I'm almost excited to come back and listen to what Marilyn did because, you know, I don't really want to come back. So, but I am. I'm looking forward to seeing how... you know, what you had to share and stuff. And I'm just going to put it out there right now. Everybody who's listening, you could call in and show our sister some love because, and listen and know that she hold the space for her because I know she's got some real gems to share. And the other thing I'm going to say is, you know, we are kind of a dynamic duo and we do feed off each other and help each other. And we love that, but you never really get to see Marilyn in all her glory by herself. And it is a true gift to be able to witness some of that. So I am piquing your interest out there if you're listening, because she is an exceptional person. She's got
thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Right. I'm thinking that June is a sacred spiritual journey of my own as well. Right. Because I'm stepping in to a space where I'm unfamiliar with by myself, right? And the other thing is that I'm setting the intention to have callers every single Wednesday. And the reason why I'm setting this intention is because for me, right, this will be the moment of truth. You know, because my intention with the radio show has always been to connect with others who are willing to expand and to shift in their journey as I continue to shift through mine, that as I do this work, right, that we are expanding together. And so this was my leap of faith moment to show up fully in the world and to reach others in a larger platform who are on the same frequencies and those who are open to exploring their own expansion. And so the issue is going to be, are you there? Are you listening? And are you willing to show up and to, you know, have energy work done and allow yourself to expand and to shift? There's so much going on in the world. There's so much trauma rising up. There's so much anxiety. Yeah. There is so much of this heavy, dense energy around. And so what I'm really asking for is that I will have topics, but really and truly, what I really, really want to do is to do a lot of the healing work via the radio so that more and more and more people can have their expansion moment and that shifting that is so necessary for us to all move forward. So this is my desire, right? I don't know whether it's going to happen or not, but I'm going to take the leap of faith and you know, and know that, you know, sometimes people don't want to call and they don't want to call because they don't want to disclose information or they feel vulnerable or that maybe somebody's listening and they're going to recognize them. And I say, you can give any name.
Yeah.
You don't even have to tell me where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
All we want to do is connect, because what I do is I connect to your soul and I read it and I help you to reconnect with that part of you that has been waiting for you to reconnect with. And so that's my hope and my prayer is that people will fill these lines, right? That they'll all call.
And I want to say something here, because I had a major, giant, huge pile of volcanic poo that was ready to go. And it was years in the making. And Miss Marilyn helped me so much to transform it. And really, I mean, I feel like I lost 50 pounds and I feel like all my pores are gone. I feel like I'm shiny and sparkly and I feel so empowered in a way that I didn't feel a couple of weeks ago. And I'm not saying it was all Marilyn, of course not, but it was getting to the step where Marilyn could help me shift that and move it in a sacred, safe space. Right. And I'm telling you, do yourself a favor and be brave, because if you're sitting here and you're feeling a tiny bit like, maybe I should call her, you should call her.
You should call me. And if you don't, and if you don't, and if you decide that you can't be or you choose not to be vulnerable, right, which is really necessary sometimes for our expansion, we need to be a little vulnerable. If you can't, then you can reach me. And what will happen is that there's a fee for that.
Where can they reach you?
UniversalSacredMedicine.com, and you'll be able to reach me there and make an appointment for a session. And for that, there is a charge. Now, if you come on, the radio show, there is no charge. So my thought is, you could do it either way, but I'm asking you to want to. And if you don't want to, let's say, work with me, that's okay. But if you're listening, chances are you're on my frequency.
That's right.
And we're going to do some powerful, powerful shifting of energy.
Yes. Yeah. And also, you may not even know. You just may know that you feel called to call Marilyn and to work with Marilyn. And you don't have to know, because you know what? She's that much of a badass. She's going to know exactly what's ready to go and ready to rise. And she will hold you. And her interest is only for your highest good always. So you're in a safe space. You don't have to have an agenda, is my point.
Yeah, my desire is to help you expand. Because if you I expand. As we all expand, then we're all in a more loving, powerful world. And what happens is that if we are able to tap into those areas that kind of keep us stuck, and we're able to lift that, you know, like cork, and lift and pull it out and pluck it out and be able to say, oh my goodness, I understand now what this is all about. That affects not just you, but everybody that's around you, because you start to, you're a different person in the environment, because you're no longer stuck in that static, in that stagnant, dense energy.
It's like energetically you went to the spa and you got your feet scrubbed and your elbows scrubbed, and they buffed you up and they scrubbed you up, and then they gave you all these essential oils, and you walk out of there going, damn, I haven't felt this good in 20 years. You know, it's like that kind of feeling for your soul and your heart. So, yeah. So anyway, you know, I can talk about how amazing you are all day long.
Yeah. And I know that the session was amazing for you and me as well, because it was, and it was just recently, and it's so important. And it's interesting because of the how it was working out, because we had set a time, and then Spirit was like, not yet. And then we set another time, and then Spirit said, not yet. And then we set the time, and boom, you were just
not
so primed and ready.
Time. I mean, I texted you during the reader's call I was doing, because I'd been triggered by something, and I said, ooh, you're going to be so proud of me, because this pimple is ready to pop. This volcano is ready to blow, and I need you, girl, to hold this space for me, because I know that's why we had to wait for this time.
And so, it was power-filled. Yes.
And you know what I keep hearing? I don't even know what I think this is Mel Gibson from Braveheart. Freedom! I don't know but I keep hearing, freedom! And it's like a whole new layer of just feeling like I broke free from some stuff.
Yeah, because it's when you're amazing. Stuck, think about it. Yeah. When you're stuck, right? When your thoughts can't, when you can't be balanced in your thinking, and everything is just like showing up in not the best energy, well, you are not free. You're stuck the mind has control over you. And until we're able to get to that place where we say, oh, the soul, what does the soul want? And then the mind can get move out of the way, right? The thought process can move out of the way. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. And now you're opening and now you're seeing and now you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And freedom is that. The freedom from the thoughts, the overthinking brain that sometimes has that control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because trance, you put your little mind in a box and you make your ego go, it's, you know, very much more complex than that, but it's really very simple. You just go into the heart space and the soul self versus the mind. But, you know, we all need way showers. We all need people that hold our hands. We all need people that can go, I see this big mole on your face and you don't need to have that mole unless you want to keep it. And it's like, well, somebody can see something for you and go, well, look, I can kind of make that, I can help you with that layer. And boy, it was a big layer. It was Mount Vesuvius. I'm not kidding. And it was just very good. So, you know, obviously I've drank the Maryland Kool-Aid or I wouldn't be doing a show with her. But, you know, I feel privileged and honored, you know, that you were able to help me and hold space for me and shift that for me. Because
and always really remembering, helped. Right? And always remembering that the work is you moving through. It's really you tapping in. And really what I am is the conduit, the energy that allows for that opening so that you can do the work, so that you can find your center, so that you can find your light, so that you can, you know, move in your own energy and your own abilities. So I look at it as, I hold that sacred space and I do the work. And I tap into the energy so that there is that understanding of, oh, there it is. I see it. I feel it. I acknowledge it. I understand. Oh, I see. I don't need to carry this any longer.
Yeah.
It's done everything that it needed. And I thank it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's so,
well, you give
and it's so beautiful
for it because of how you evolved from it.
Yes.
What it taught you and leave the rest, that's where your freedom comes in. And sometimes we just need somebody who can really help us go, you don't need it anymore. It's just, it's been, it's so connected to you.
Oh, what's it doing for you? Yeah. Even asking the question, how's it serving you? How's it serving you? Is it serving you? Because you know what? If we're holding on to it, we have to look at how it's serving us. What is it that we're getting from that we want to so hold on to it? And if it really is just because we're so accustomed to it, because it's a pattern of behavior, then we can really loosen up from that and we can let that go very easily, right? Because we understand that it really isn't serving us anymore. It was just something that we did automatically. And so now we choose to take it out of its automatic frequency and just allow it to move on. We don't need to continue to do that work in that energetic field anymore.
That's right. And that's why, you know, I use the analogy of when you paint like the windows with the blue tape and then you peel off the blue tape and everything looks gorgeous. But then a couple of years later, maybe you're looking out the window, drinking your coffee, and you see there are little dried up corners in there and somebody didn't get. So you get that razor blade and you scratch it and get it nice and clean. And that dust, that's my dust. That's my dust. What I say, my Airstream. I'm going to England. I'm going across the pond. But that dust is going back to the universe and the
energy. And it's being transmuted.
Yes.
It's being transmuted and turning into beautiful love frequencies, healing frequencies.
And hallelujah. Yeah. I don't need it with me anymore. Thank you, Miss Marilyn.
No. We have a new frequency and a new vibration,
right?
That's moving. And it's important to be lighter and to feel like, I can feel vibrant. Happy. Yeah. And vibrant. And, you know, you were saying all the things that you were saying about, I look and I feel and this. And in reality, I really believe that this work does that. Because you know what it's taking? It's taking all the gunk. It's taking all that stuff.
It's a colonic for your soul.
Yes, man. It's taking the toxins out of the body. Yep.
That's right.
Right. If you have a pain, if you have an ache, if you have, you know, distortions in your thinking, if there's all kinds of these things, that's all toxic and it's all energy and it's a frequency
it's
that can
down.
Yes, and we can move it out.
That's right.
We can move it out. We don't need to keep it. But first we have to identify it and we need to be able to you know, work it through.
It has to rise to be released, right?
Yeah.
Wow, Marilyn, we only have like 2 minutes left. And then you're flying solo and so am I. Although I know you have your ancestors behind you and I know I have mine. So we are divinely supported.
And yes, we are. And this is huge for both of us.
Yes.
Yeah, so... Away
but
we
I
go!
Going to be amazing. I know by the time I get back, you probably don't even need a co-host, and you're going to be
I will always need my co-host.
Solo. You never know. You never know. We never know what's going to come down the pipe. But we're both evolving. You know what the biggest thing is? We're willing to embrace the adventure and come from a place of seeing it as an adventure rather than something daunting or that we have to overcome. This is something that we are saying, I'm ready for this. I am open to this. I know I am divinely held. I know I'm listening to my soul calling.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's very empowering.
And even if there are fears,
that's
right? You can still push past them.
Fear.
Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
Pushing past the fears and saying, I'm taking the leap of faith because this is my next step.
I'm going to say it. Wings up. Peace and blessings. I'll see you in July.
Yeah, blessings, love, and light. And hopefully we'll see each other, you know, everyone that's listening again next Wednesday, right? Happy travels.
Good love. Thank you. You too, darling.